Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your grotto mates. No, that sounds bad, doesn't it? Please welcome your flatmates for the evening. It's Pappy!
Here we go, everybody. Here we go.
I'm having real trouble getting
Merry Christmas!
And a Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you all. Happy 2017, guys.
Thank God!
Thank God it's over.
We did it!
Merry Christmas, war is over, as John Lennon famously sang.
Only just begun.
It's only just begun.
Let's not talk about that.
No. Oh, but you don't have anything else you want to talk about, fair enough. The phrase, let's not talk about that, should normally be followed by, let's talk about. Well, welcome everybody to Flatshare Slamdown. As regular listeners will know, we always start our Christmas episode with a festive sketch. The idea is each month we're trying to avoid doing a household chore, and the household festive chore this time is decking the halls with boughs of holly. So,
What a bind
we found ourselves
We've
in.
We've all been there.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, you know, one of you two is going to have to deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Ho, 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 no! It's not going to be me. I only handle sprigs.
It's not going to be me. I don't know what it means.
Well, there's only one way to settle this.
We're both drunk.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key.
That's the key thing. We've both been drinking since midday.
Yeah, we should let everyone know.
We shouldn't deck the halls.
We shouldn't do a podcast, really, but...
But we're doing it anyway. There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a festive Flatshare Slamdown! Hello and welcome to a very festive Flatshare Slamdown. The panel show that says, snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Ba-dum-dum. Time for parties and celebrations. Yeah, go on, we'll do that.
They're slow clapping you off.
They are slow clapping me off. Time for parties and celebrations. People dancing all night long. Time for presents and exchanging kisses. Time for singing Christmas songs. We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Room is waiting. Records playing. All the old songs love to hear. Oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year. We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Snow is falling all around me, children playing, having fun, it's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm the host of Landlord Matthew Crosby, while they're under my festive roof. They'll be following my festive rules. I mean, that was a tough old time for everybody concerned. Fine. I feel particularly sorry for the people who decided to clap. Give your hands a nice rest now, guys.
Well, they won't do it again tonight.
They won't do it again. That's the end of the applause.
There's a guide on the front that's just got bloody stumps.
Yeah, he cut his legs off. He was so upset.
He cut his legs off to throw them at Matthew.
Well, I hope there won't be another point tonight where the joke is the song goes on too long.
Yeah. So, as I said, while they're under my festive roof, they'll be following my festive rules. Let's meet the tenants. Matthew's little helpers, it's Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Hello!
So, Benedict Clark, why do you look so appalled when I say deck the halls?
Well, I'm not going to deck the halls because this year I'm actually living with the Queen. And if you want to redecorate, it's going to cost the taxpayers over £360 million.
Lovely bit of topical there. Lovely bit of topical. Parry, though, why do you think it's folly to use Boughs of Holly?
I'm not going to do that, Matthew, because I had a torrid time of it.
A torrid time, Tom.
A real torrid time.
I hate it when you have a torrid time.
I mean, I was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
You were, famously.
Obviously,
you were.
I didn't do as well as Joel Dommett's been doing
at the moment. Friend of the show, Joel Dommett.
Friend of the show, Joel Dommett. But I was out very early on because I failed my first challenge. I had to carry the hosts of the show across, there was water spewing over a cliff, and I had to carry them, I had to traverse them.
You had to traverse?
Across this very dangerous natural feature. And I was nearly there, and then at one point I slipped, I thought I was going to fall. So I reached out and grabbed one of my fellow guests, Miss Willoughby. I ripped her shirt off.
Oh no.
Threw it onto a rock and used it to swing the hosts across to safety.
Oh my goodness.
I Anton decked the falls with Blows of Holly.
Well, Christmas has certainly come early. As indeed have I. Now, obviously...
Very early for that.
Very early for that, but very I enjoyed that story so much. It was a real torrid time, Thomas. So,
it's a turgid time.
Obviously, Christmas is a time for friends and family, but none of them could make it. So, who have you brought along instead? Tom, we'll start with you.
Well, the Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
I know.
The festive Jamboree.
The festive Jamboree. We've installed Santa's grotto, and the chief elf has died.
The chelf. Yeah. The chelf died.
Hey, chelf. So, I got on the blower to Ireland. They sent over Chief Elf herself. It's Eleanor Tiernan!
Eleanor Tiernan!
Chief Elf herself.
As we live and breathe. Eleanor, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming on the show. Are you a good flatmate?
I think I'm a good flatmate, but there are people who would disagree.
Your flatmates?
Yes. I have a tendency to avoid conflict, which is not a good thing, ultimately, I think. I had a situation a little while ago in Ireland. I managed to leave the heater on in my bedroom over Christmas while there was nobody in the house. So I got back and realised that I had done that, and I had a choice about whether I was going to tell everybody and take responsibility for what I'd done. Did I? No. No, I didn't. I communicated my mistake to them through a newspaper article that I wrote in Ireland, and it all came to a head one evening.
Can I just ask, was it a slow news day?
Woman leaves heater on all Christmas. Yeah.
Look, they gave me a column. I was like, Beckett,
you've got to fill it with something.
Yeah, you've got to write something. And one evening, sitting there watching television, and my housemate came back and threw the newspaper into my face. But it got it out in the open anyway, so...
So why do you communicate to your friends through the national press?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. So, it's a tough question to answer, and I'm sorry I went so packed with early doors on you, Eleanor. Wasn't fair.
We'll find out what Eleanor thinks of today.
We'll be by the Irish Times, yeah. Which I assume is... Yeah. Anyway, so the Irish Times. Is there an Irish Times?
Yes.
Lucky guess. I imagine you get that at the top of the morning. Anyway, so...
Oh my word.
Oh my God.
Get rid of that bit.
There's more of this since Brexit now, I notice. Ever since Brexit, people have been making these kind of jokes.
Do you think I'm sort of a sort of product of Brexit Britain?
I think you've been emboldened by the race.
I mean, I'm allowed to be. I fucking voted for it. So,
March, you lost. Get up.
Yeah. Marching orders, guys. Piss off. Anyway, on that happy note, Clarky, are you the son of an immigrant? No, Clarky, are you... Clarky.
What is going on?
I don't know. It's Christmas time. I've had a couple of wines. Clarky, who have you brought along with you this month?
I bought Boris Johnson. No, I'm... Oh! I bought my Santa Claus.
Clarky,
how have I not thought about it before you posed the question? I bought Santa himself. It's Lloyd Langford.
Lloyd Santa Langford is here. Lloyd, it's great to have you here. Are you a fan of Christmas? Are you a Christmassy kind of person?
I like Christmas. I got into trouble when I was younger because I was the first person in my junior school class who didn't believe in Father Christmas.
How old were you? What age?
10.
And what? That seems late.
8.
Now we're talking. Continue anecdotes.
And the hardest boy in the class, Darren Long, he offered to fight me because he said that he'd seen Father Christmas in his bedroom when he woke up one day.
Right.
But the problem was another child in my class, who I probably shouldn't name, he went home and he told his very young sister that Father Christmas didn't exist. And then his mum rang up my mum and said, Lloyd has told my son that Father Christmas doesn't exist. Amazing. And my mum went, he doesn't.
Well, we have met our contestants and what a festive team of winners they are. But first, a riddle. Why is a single bauble like the next part of the show? That's right, it's because it's a round one. Oh, let's hear the round one jingle!
Ifmas, inspired by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head on Black Friday and not lose out on a bargain or two, if you can trust yourself to not cry at John Lewis, but make allowance for that old man on the moon, if you can wait for Santa and not be tired of waiting, or when tying ribbons on presents, make sure they're all tied, or being bloated, still carry on eating, and don't talk too loud during Morecambe and Wise. If you can have cream and ice cream on your pudding, if you can get drunk and still play family games, if you can meet both parents and the in-laws and pretend you liked their presents just the same, if you can bear to sit through Mrs. Brown's Boys and not disagree when your family thinks it rules, and watch the Lego house you built with your nephews get broken and stop and build it up without losing your cool, if you can make one heap of all your presents and remember to write that thank you card, if you can nail your secret Santa at work and drink at the Christmas party but not go too hard, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to give one more Brussels sprout a go and face traffic jams when the roads are freezing and keep the will to say ho ho, if you can talk to grandparents and thank them for vouchers or listen to the Queen speak with a common touch, if a mistletoe smooch with a friend won't hurt you and you can spend money on presents but not too much, if you can fill the unforgiving day with 24 hours worth of constant food, then yours is Christmas and everything that's in it, and which is more, you won't be a Scrooge.
That was nice. That's Tom, that's brought a tear to your eye, and you were the one who wrote it and performed it.
Yeah, it just went down very badly, that's all.
That made me feel very festive.
That's going to be the only round where the intro is longer than the round.
No, we've got three more of them. Round one is all about Christmas traditions from around the world. I'm going to give each contestant a weird festive tradition from somewhere in the world. They then have to make up two fake traditions from the same country on the spot and give us all three. If the opposing team can work out which is the real ritual, they win a point. If they can't, the point goes to the liar. It's a game we like to call Three Lies Men, even though there are only two lies and we aren't all... Like, don't think too hard about it, all right, guys? Tom, you're up first. Your country is the US of A. And there is your one real ritual. So, give us three interesting rituals about Christmas from the US of A.
Can the rest of us get ours now?
No, because you've got to listen to what Tom's saying.
Oh. It's just going to be really hard, isn't it?
Listen, Ben... I'm sorry, Tom.
You're buying me time.
You need the thinking time. But Ben...
I got you, brother.
you mustn't shirk hard work, all right? There's a reason we're here, is because we never did any hard work, all right? Now, Tom, three facts, please.
It is tradition in the southern states of America, the night before Christmas, to place the turkey on a shelf for at least half an hour.
The laugh helps.
Whilst the family applaud.
Mill around. Yeah. Okay.
Constantly clapping for half an hour.
Constantly clapping.
Yeah, they clap it for half an hour.
I mean, the audience have done it already during my song, so they would know it is humanly possible.
Yes. Americans will sometimes hide a gherkin
or a pickle. Yeah. Some sort of small pickled cucumber type affair. Yeah.
Yes. Inside the Christmas tree.
Okay. As in, like, they'll hollow out the trunk.
And whoever, whoever finds it gets good luck for the year.
So it's applauding a turkey on a shelf for half an hour.
Yeah.
Or a pickle within a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything to play for on this third one.
On the third one. It is tradition in America, the night before Father Christmas comes.
Christmas Eve.
So whereas in this country we leave out mince pies and a glass of milk for Father Christmas.
Sure.
In America, they leave out a pair of slippers.
Ooh.
And the idea is that Father's taken those slippers back with him.
Right.
It's like a gift back.
From every family in America.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's wearing your slippers.
Okay. So, Ben and Lloyd, what are you thinking? About the game, please.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the idea of hiding a pickle in a tree.
There is something festive about it. Fancy playing hide the... No, actually, that's not festive. That's...
I like the idea
of the pickle of good luck.
Applauding the turkey.
But do you think half an hour's worth of applause is the...
I mean, that one is clearly bollocks. It's between the
You really steps. Are your mother's son, aren't you? You really are.
Is it like an oven shelf or like a normal...
No. The oven shelf's for the next day.
So this is a frozen turkey?
No, it can sometimes be a live turkey, like obviously in the rural...
A live turkey?
In the rural areas.
It won't stay on a fucking shelf, mate.
Well, no, but you try for as long as you
this
can.
This is adding insult to injury, isn't it?
They're definitely giving that live turkey the wrong vibe. He's like sat on the shelf going, they really like me, I think.
This is great.
So go on, I'm going to push you for an answer. What do you think?
I think it's probably the slippers one.
Okay, then we'll go for the slippers.
Tom, what's the correct answer?
A pickle, the American term for a gherkin, is hidden among the decorations of a Christmas tree, and the child who finds it gets good fortune for the coming year.
That is amazing. 1 point to Tom. Lloyd, you're up next. Eleanor and Tom, listen carefully. There you go, Lloyd. Your fact is from your home country of Wales, home of the Welsh Times, the newspaper from Wales. Lloyd, give us your three facts about your home country of Wales.
Shall I start with the first fact?
Oh, yeah, start with the first. Oh, no, start with the second.
I was just trying to get a bit of thinking time.
Yeah, yeah. Like Tom, how are you feeling about the game so far? You had a good...
I think they should start straight.
It's tough, though, isn't it? Think of two facts whilst reading a third.
Yeah, it's tough.
But we're highly skilled, so we can do it.
Yeah.
Without any faff.
You can definitely just
get straight through it.
The good thing about the five of us is we are whip smart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't need the thinking time. No, we're keen, trained improvisers.
Yeah. Totally.
Anyway, Lloyd. go on, off you go.
There's a tradition in North Wales that Father Christmas...
Already bullshit.
Next.
Father Christmas has a helper called...
We're just about to find out the name of Father Christmas' helper in Wales. So here we go.
Naughty Peter.
Naughty Peter?
Naughty Peter.
Is he a helper or a hinderer? If he's so naughty.
Well, he's naughty, but he's a helper for Father Christmas to deal with the naughty children.
Oh, okay, right.
Only in North Wales?
Yeah, and if you've been naughty, he leaves you a small poo. So you don't get a present. Yeah. You get a poo.
Get a little poo.
Naughty Peter's
poo. And they're like, well, you've been naughty, so.
Naughty Peter's left a poo on a shelf. And we all have to applaud.
I'm suspicious of this.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I'm not
you
sure.
You know what, Eleanor? I reckon we all are.
I'll do the second one, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
After the Second World War...
Oh, yeah.
Norway sent Wales a Christmas tree for the Welsh Guards' help.
Say that again?
Norway, you know the country?
Don't patronise us.
The Scandinavian country, Norway, they sent Wales a tree as gratitude for the Welsh Guards' help during the Second World War.
Right.
And they sent the tree back and said, we've got our own trees.
It does sound like something Mrs. Langford would do. Okay, third fact.
In part of southern Wales, like where I'm from, a villager is chosen at Christmas time.
A villager, yes.
They select a villager, yeah.
Yes, they grab a villager, yes.
He's selected to parade around the village with a horse's head on a stick. I think to symbolise the reindeer.
Right, right.
So it's like, we haven't got any reindeer, but, like, we're nothing if not plucky.
It's a pity Norway didn't send a reindeer.
Okay, well, Tom and Eleanor.
It's got to be number two, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No, three. I think three.
The horse's head on a stick.
Yeah, sorry. I like the horse's head on a stick. There was something about the...
Of course you do, you're Irish. This is what I think is. I don't think Wales is big enough to have such a difference between what happens in Christmas in North Wales and South Wales. So I was immediately suspicious of North Wales South Wales.
Already they're descending the ranks.
That's not a diss.
No, I'm
half Welsh.
Tom, are they
which
not like...
half, though?
Are they
North
not...
or South?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Are there not like sort of black country traditions from where you're from that are specific to that area? That could happen.
But what it says before to me is the additional detail of a liar.
Oh, my God.
Right?
This has got really... tough.
Yeah. That's where my suspicions are at.
I thought, I like the word villager. And I, and I just didn't think Lloyd would think of that.
It's a big word.
Can I tell you now?
It's a big word.
I know Lloyd and he thinks of nothing else. You don't think Lloyd would think of the word villager? Why not?
It's just such a poetic word to come up with and you seemed under pressure.
He's from the land of Dylan Thomas. He's got poet's blood running through his body.
I'm not getting at Lloyd. I'm just...
Sounds like you are, mate.
Yeah,
you're getting
at
the Welsh in general.
Yeah.
I do have poet's blood running through my body from a sexual encounter with Andrew Motion.
Amazing.
That for some reason involved blood.
He's a very relentless lover. He buried me into oblivion.
Yeah. What could be more festive than white and red? Now, let's move it on before it gets too grubby. What's your answer? What?
Two.
Is two the correct answer?
No.
Read us out the real fact.
In part of southern Wales, a male villager.
The male villager with the horses here on a stick, mate.
Too big a word.
Can you...
I mean, it's really impressive as well because that's the first time I've seen that word.
Okay, next up we have... We're doing it twice again. Always with this round. We always play it twice too long, but it's nice for everyone to have a go. Eleanor, you are going to be up next. You've got Ireland as your country, and here is your actual Yuletide fact, and tell us three of them, please.
Great, I'm delighted to be here and be doing this. How often do you do the podcast?
We do it monthly.
Okay. How did you arrive at that decision?
Interesting question, actually.
It's funny you should ask me that, and I've got a fairly involved answer.
If you listen to his answer, then it doesn't help you prepare. it just turns into a genuine conversation.
You could tell me.
I'm realizing.
So basically, Lloyd, the reason we started doing it was we wanted to do it with some regularity, so people knew it was going to be coming out at a certain time. So we sort of did it for a while where we were doing 4 episodes, and we just put them out weekly, and then we'd have like 6 months off, and it didn't really work. We're basically just trying to sort of build an audience, and it seems to be working. I think people like it coming out monthly. We do another podcast that comes out monthly on the 15th, so there's always something every 2 weeks from Pappy. So that's sort of how it works. And thanks for asking, by the way.
That's all right.
Eleanor, I got a little distracted there.
No problem.
He was telling an anecdote about the Gregorian calendar.
Can you give us your 3 facts, please?
Sure. There is a particular thing that we do, and it's for the Christmas edition of EastEnders. In Ireland, for the Christmas edition... episode of EastEnders, we turn the television to face the wall.
It's not a bad choice.
Not a bad decision.
Can I just ask, you leave the sound on?
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
You don't flip over to another channel?
No, we keep
it
on.
So you imagine what it must look like.
Is that a sign of disrespect?
Yes.
There we go. That's fact number one. Is it fact or fiction? We don't know at this stage. I mean, we do. But... But for the sake of gameplay, we don't know at this stage. Eleanor.
Fact number 2 is that in Ireland...
Good start.
The 6th of January, we have a tradition called Nollaig na mBan.
Okay.
That is where all of the women in Ireland take to the bed... We do nothing, and we insist that any chores, any household work is done by the men of Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. So women get a day off on January...
January 6th, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Nollaig na mBan.
What does it sort of translate as?
It's women's Christmas.
Women's Christmas. They get a slightly later Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Give us your 3rd fact, please.
3rd fact is that in Ireland, at Christmas time, dating from something that happened a long time ago, we now use trained robins.
Can I just say, one of them has to be true? I don't know if I didn't explain the rules. Okay, you train a robin, yeah.
It actually happens in the president's house at the moment. But the robins will pick the skin... from the turkey.
The old turkey skin, yeah.
They'll take the turkey skin off, and it's, I suppose, a gesture to kind of against.
It's a sort of gesture towards.
It's actually, they're kind of doing it to raise awareness.
Awareness, yes, yes.
Of all,
they're all volunteers, all, these
all
robins,
of the people
yeah?
who have suffered from heart complications.
Okay, so yeah, yes, thank you, absolutely right. I mean, and actually, I think if I had a heart attack during 2016, nothing would make me feel better about my upcoming surgery than seeing a bird tear off another bird's skin. Ben and Lloyd, it's a decision I thought we'd never have to make. But what do you think is the lie?
I would like Eleanor to come to my house and read me a story before.
For all the people who were worried that the jingle was going to be longer than the round.
Don't worry, guys. We've got this covered.
I think the women having a day in bed and the men looking after
them. I think that one too, actually, yeah.
Eleanor Tiernan. That was the correct answer, so that means another point to Ben and to Lloyd. But well done, Eleanor. We enjoyed those very, very much. And can you believe it? We're still playing. Benedict Clark.
Sadly, though, we're quite short on time, so you have to get
straight into it. Clarky.
Straight into it.
Clarky, there is no time to faff. Off we go. Fact number one.
You know, it's crazy. I can't believe you didn't go for Turkey as one of the countries.
Stop stalling!
Okay. Japan is my country.
First of all, on Christmas Eve, everyone wears a hat.
I don't know, maybe the thinking time was quite a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Secondly.
Okay. So first one is, everyone's wearing...
Everyone wears a hat. Wearing.
Like, could you elaborate?
Not at all. Secondly, since 1974...
Oh.
It's been a tradition that you can have Kentucky Fried Chicken as your Christmas Day dinner. You can go to KFC.
You've confused this with your own dreams.
You go to KFC, you can have your dinner there, you can have a bottle of wine.
Oh.
30 quid, all in.
Not sold. Bad. Sold, mate.
Not bad. Finally, they do what they refer to as the tree flip,
okay.
Where they...
For the listener at home, Clarky did a wonderful mime where he pretended to be looking at the piece of paper for him.
No.
Let me just check. Yes, tree flip, that's the correct term that's definitely where? Written down here on this bit of paper.
You, it is a tradition to, for someone to hold the tree by the base and you decorate it while it's upside down and then they flip it. And they have to leave it. Like, they're not allowed to do any touch-ups on it. They have to leave it in its flipped state.
Okay, tree flip, no touch-ups. That was one of them. And then it was, you've got to wear a hat or you can chow down at KFC. What are you thinking?
We think KFC.
We think KFC.
KFC.
KFC is the correct one.
Yeah.
But is it
correct? KFC is the correct,
correct
one.
Correct! KFC is the correct one! That is a point to Tom and Eleanor. So at the end of that round, producer Ben, what are the scores?
Excitingly, after all that time, it's 2-2.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And it's first to 50, guys. First to 50.
So we have no winner. We still do not know who our Carol Decker is going to be as we to pounce into round two.
Fucking Christ alive, man.
I'm going to just do a clean one. So, folks, who loved the band T'Pau? So did I. Here's round two.
Games. Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold.
Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold.
Frankincense and myrrh, frankincense and myrrh, frankincense and myrrh, gold.
Nothing like the sound of a chant dying out. For this week, we're playing our version of a festive countdown, which we're calling It's the Thought That Counts. I'm going to give our contestants a festive scene to play out. However, there is a twist. Each line must be one word longer than the previous line. Starting with one word, up to 12 words, and then back down again. Who knows? Who knows? Could be fun. Could be awful. We don't know.
Couldn't it?
It could be fun.
We think it could be.
We think it could be fun. As Flatshare Slam Down listeners, you've been through worse. I'll be awarding points for good performances and, of course, skillful numeracy. So this may be a tough round for Clarkie in both instances, but we are going to play it nevertheless. And the first scene is for Ben and Lloyd.
Ooh.
Now, it's Santa asking his chief elf for a favour. Who is going to play whom, do you think?
I will play the chief elf.
I will play Santa.
That's teamwork.
And we did that with only one word each.
No, you don't. Okay.
It's
not how it works.
It's going to be a tough round.
Okay, your scene, off you go.
Hello.
Hello, you.
I need favour.
Father Christmas, not E.T. What favour you like?
Will you help me pack?
Yes, of course I will, Santa.
Very good. I have a lot.
like I say, it might be fun. Seven words, this next one.
A lot is no problem.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Elf.
Mrs. Claus the bitch has gone to her mum's.
I don't actually appreciate that kind of language about Mrs. Claus. About Claws.
Hang on. Why are you calling my wife Claws?
Where are we?
You need eight. Oh,
sorry about that. I won't do it again. Mate.
Don't call me mate. I'm the daddy. Should have said boss.
Daddy? You should have said boss.
Little elf, I... father.
You are my father?
Yes, I am.
That's good.
No.
I mean, I think we've all learned a valuable lesson about improvisation. It's better when it shits. Next up, we have Tom and Eleanor, and your scene
Matthew,
is...
Matthew, are you going to give some points?
Oh, no. Fuck it, let's leave it 2-2 for the whole show. I mean, no one really listens to this for the gameplay, do they? Should we do it out of 12?
Yeah.
2? No, I think that was an absolutely wonderful display. I'm going to give them 8 points. Next up, we have Tom and Eleanor, and your scene is Mary and Joseph as they await the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, in the manger. Who is going to play Mary and who's going to play Joseph? What do you fancy?
I'll go Joe. Let's go traditional.
Yeah,
right? Let's
go traditional. Mary.
Okay, off you go.
Are we going up to 12 back home?
I mean, we may as well, yeah. It took a long time, but they did it, so you should.
We only went up to 10, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Okay, 10 it is then.
Okay.
Mary.
Yes, Joseph.
I'm so tired.
I think someone may need to reread the Bible. Keep going.
Too bad. It's coming.
Fuck me, mate! Come on!
Can you get some hot water?
Let me tell you what I can.
Jesus, Joseph.
Right.
We should remember that when we're choosing names.
Now is not the time.
There's something I've been waiting to say sometimes.
What is it you have been waiting to say?
I work hard every bleeding day, just trying.
That Irish accent is very good. Do it again.
I tell you something else. I'll do more than that again.
What will you do again, Joseph? I'm confused by you.
I'm gonna go home and sit down again.
Okay, go home and sit down, but no.
What do you mean, no? Let me.
Joseph, it's time you grew up.
I'm only 19. Cut me loose. Cut me loose.
Are you going back up again? I'm only 19. Cut me loose. You did 6. You were on 5.
So what do I do now? 5?
4.
Oh, 4. I'm only 19. Fuck off!
Lovely. You really brought it back.
So what is it?
It's time. Sorry.
Okay. Good.
Wait.
They ended on a cliffhanger.
What I loved about that, the amount of disgust Tom had on his face the entire time he did ours, and then he did the one coherent sentence and the whole thing.
I don't know what you were watching, mate. That was amazing. In fact, so much so, let's have episode 2. Let's not. So I'm going to give you a full 10 points. Wow. Producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Well,
they've got 2 points more than us.
Yes. Ben and Lloyd have 10. Tom and Ellen have 12.
Hooray! Well, it's not traditional, but it wouldn't be Flat Slam Christmas without some tough old beef. It's Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Or turkey. Or turkey. It's festive. Yes, it's Beef Brothers. And because it's Christmas, we're going to ask our panellists to sort out a member of the audience's festive flatshare-based beef. And this one comes from Jenny in our audience. Now, Jenny's problem is this. Father refuses to downsize the Xmas bird.
Father?
Father?
Father refuses to the bird.
Father, you mustn't.
No, Father, please.
The bird, Father, what will we do?
I'm sorry, we're real pricks.
Yeah. As a judge, I have to remain impartial, so... there are only 2 meat eaters and currently no oven space for nut roast. Okay, tricky situation. So, let's work this out now. Tom and Eleanor, you are on the side of Jenny. Ben and Lloyd, you are on the side of the father. So...
Father!
But before all of that, let's pay tribute to my favourite festive treat by having a hot cross examination. Hang on. That's Easter, isn't it? Okay, let's have a cross-exam mince nation pie. Now, any questions for Jenny? Now, remember, Tom and Ella, you're on Jenny's side. Ben and Lloyd, you're not.
Yeah, how many people are in your family, Jenny?
Great question.
For Christmas, it's 7.
Seven, okay. So... five vegetarians, two meat eaters.
Two vegans, two veggies, one pesky.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
That
so
is...
it's only the turkey's only for two people.
Goose.
Daddy! Oh
my God!
Daddy!
Father!
Where's the goose, help father?
I'm a pesky father!
Mama, where's the goose?
I think our case rests.
So wait. Oh my God.
So the two meat eaters are father and mother. Is that right?
A mater.
Sorry.
Martha.
Is the nanny? Martha, does the nanny get invited to the dinner? Or is she scrubbing the floors?
What do the help do during the Christmas period?
It's father and grandma are the meat eaters.
Father and grandma, okay.
Father and grandma.
And they have a whole goose to themselves.
Apparently.
Amazing.
What about the swan, Jenny? Who has the swan?
Any further questions?
How long has this been the state of the household? How long has it been 5-2? Like, are there recent vegans?
2 years.
Hipster vegans.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on their side, aren't you?
I'm on the dad's side.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I mean, we all are. Yeah. But for the purposes of this, you're not.
Ben and Lloyd, you may want to take note of the phrase hipster vegans. It's out there. Any further questions for Jenny before we begin?
Can you elaborate on the cruelty that goes into killing a goose? Just for us briefly, and the reasons why that drove you to becoming a vegan.
It's not a Morrissey gig, no. We're going to start. Hopefully that's enough information for you to make your cases. Without further ado, I'm going to call upon Eleanor Tiernan to begin the case for the prosecution. Eleanor Tiernan, your minute begins now.
Absolutely. This is a case closed.
Okay, great.
Done. Who knew?
That makes my job a lot easier.
Easy.
No, it's very
nice
easy.
To have a short round for once.
It's very easy when somebody says, you know, that they're from an affluent background, but a vegetarian is a vegetarian, whatever circles they come from, and they should be respected. If we want to stay the same, we must change.
Oh, oh, hello.
Hello.
And that principle is what is at stake here today. So I plead with you, Your Honour.
Thank you.
You are making the decision.
I am, yes,
yeah. Okay. I plead with you, please act in the interest of fairness and you know...
That's your time. So...
There was a really good bit in there, wasn't there?
Yeah. I mean, that peaked in the middle. We could all agree, but... It was a dizzying high. Okay, Lloyd, you're going to open the case for the defence. Your minute begins now.
It's your father's house, and it should be his rules. You're all eating in his house, and he likes to eat meat. He's confused by the world. he doesn't like immigrants.
He won, you lost, get over it.
Confused about gay marriage, and he's not sure about music anymore. He's an old, confused man, and one of the pleasures in his life is slaughtering and eating livestock. And you rock up with your fancy ways and your roasted nuts and leaves and kale. And
five
doesn't
seconds.
Really know what he's doing anymore. Leave him alone.
That's your time. Jenny, how do you think it's going? As you look down at us from your ivory tower.
I'm going to be hungry on Christmas Day.
You are going to be hungry on Christmas Day, you think? Okay, fair enough. Well, let's find out. There's still everything to play for, because we've got the second prosecution in the form of Tom Parry. Although, Tom, are you going to do it as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John...
Tom, this is highly unorthodox.
A John Grisham novel, yeah.
A John Grisham novel.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing... Your minute, should you need it, begins right about now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I look around the courtroom here, I see some familiar faces. We've been keeping you a long time cold outside. Christmas Eve, hell, you all got families to go back to. Hell, I see you there, little Betty. I know you got the kids waiting at home. Turkey roasting by the fire. Ain't gonna cook by the fire, Betty. Put it in the oven. Every year. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we're small town people. We're simple people, hell. We go home there, give the dog a little pet on the head. Merry Christmas, John. Once again, sorry for calling you John. Strange name for a dog, John. Never let me down. Yeah. I'll tell you a little Christmas story, ladies and gentlemen. Little Christmas story, yes. Three kings, shepherds. Oh, yeah, he nods his head. Reverend, I know you know this tale. Dance as old as time. Looking forward to tomorrow morning. Give it your best shot. Ain't no one tell no their story about no goose in the stable. Hell, now I got your attention. Day after the nativity, king's gone home. Little baby Jesus walking toward the window. Gotta be closing them there windows when the little one's around. Hell. Johnny the Goose sees it going on. Goose also called Johnny. Bad name for a goose. Not today. Johnny sees it, sticks his neck clean across the window. Baby Jesus, safe in the manger. Christmas is not just for y'all. It's for all of y'all. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Make some very salient points.
Yeah. Amazing. There was a bit there which wasn't words. And you still have 45 seconds left as well. You mean, oh, yes. Only 15 seconds long. You really smashed it. Clarky, to conclude the case for the defence.
Okay.
Ben Clark, your minute begins now.
Okay. Give me a cheer if any of these foods are included in your Christmas dinner. Carrots.
Yay!
Cranberries.
Yay!
Broccoli.
Yay!
Cabbage.
Yay!
Potatoes.
Yay!
Sprouts.
Yay!
Peas.
Yay!
Cauliflower.
Yay!
It's all fucking veg. There's one thing. There's one element of it that isn't fucking veg. Why do you need to roast some nuts on top of that? It's bullshit. Also, everyone hates geese. They are the worst bird. No one ever liked a goose. All we have left is geese to eat and fivers. I rest.
Clarky, everybody. A very strong showing there. Right, this could go either way. This really could. Now, technically, it's my job to decide who wins the case, but Christmas is a time for sharing, so I'm going to share the legal burden with our festive Phoenix Flat Slam audience. So if you think Eleanor and Fanshawe, and therefore Jenny, is in the right, applaud now. But if you think Lloyd and Ben made the better case, applaud now. Oh my God, an absolute copper-bottomed drubbing for you guys over there. Congratulations to Ben and to Lloyd. Now it's time to gather around the fireplace, the quick fireplace, and hear this season's festive jingle.
This
Nicholas, Christmas. Now, some of you boys and girls have written to me asking for a quicker, quick fire round. So, boys and girls, that's what I'm going to give you. A nice quick jingle from Christopher Kringle. I'm going to give you the one present that you've asked for. The quick fire round that does not last too long. But before I do that, I must ask you a question. Have you been naughty or have you been nice? Have you eaten herbs or have you eaten spice? Did you vote leave or did you vote remain? Am I sober? Am I insane? My name is Father Christmas. And that is my chief elf.
Hello.
Well, boys and girls, let's get right to it. Here we go. On our sleigh. Steady, Dancer. Easy there, Rasher. Watch it out, Bob. I never remember those names, Elf. Why don't I just call them normal names? Anyway, Frazzle. Go, Francer. Go, Farage. Go, Dick. Well, now it's time for me to drop your present down your chimney. Here it is, everyone. Please enjoy the quick fire round. Oh no, not again.
Okay, of course, given this is a Christmas special, every year we basically make a rod for our own back. We have a lot of fun coming up with our version of the 12 Days of Christmas. And, yes, and in order to make this go with a little swing, I've...
Ooh!
It'll wait.
Ooh, that was a tasty mince pie! And I enjoy drinking the milk, although I prefer brandy. Just give me all the fucking brandy.
Alright, Santa, you've had enough.
Yes, well, it's time for me to head back to the South North Pole. One of the poles where I live. I'll figure it out on the way home. Have a good quick fire, everyone! Ho ho ho!
It is the quick fire round. And as I said, to make this round go with a bit of festive cheer, I've brought a present for everybody. I've got my favourite festive drink.
No.
Advocaat.
Oh, God.
So there is a bottle for Eleanor and Tom's team, a bottle for Lloyd and Ben's team, and a bottle for my team. And I've also got, which I like to do as a chaser, because it helps, Gaviscon.
Right, very good.
We always enjoy it every Christmas, and...
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Mm. Oh! It goes down smooth. Now...
Comes up smoother.
Okay, so it's our version of the 12 Days of Christmas that we've done...
You really have to chew it down.
Yeah, yeah. So all of the answers correspond to the tune of the classic Christmas song. If you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. So Tom and Eleanor, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Eleanor.
Lovely. And Ben and Lloyd.
Ben. Lloyd.
Strong reflex.
Lovely stuff. Here we go. Number one. Now, we're looking for something that sounds or has a sort of similar sound to a partridge in a pear tree. A partridge in a pear tree.
Okay.
Here we go. A chicken tikka curry with deep fried onion side. A bargee in a bowl tea. Oh, it's not quite right. Chicken tikka. Hold tight, audience members.
Lloyd.
Lloyd, go on.
Eleanor.
A masala and a bargee.
I'd like it in song, please.
A masala and a bargee.
It's the correct answer. So this is two turtle doves. An apple and an orange is what the Chancellor of Germany adores. Two turtle doves.
Eleanor.
Hold tight, audience members. I know it's frustrating, but we are trying to play an actual game up here, mate.
We do not want this to turn into a shambles.
Eleanor, what is your answer, please?
Fruit Merkel loves.
Fruit Merkel loves. So it's fruit, Merkel loves, and a toddler and a bargee. Three French hens. I was buddies with Dame Judy for a short amount of time.
Lloyd. We Dench friends.
Oh, you're almost there.
Best Dench friends?
No,
Tom.
Brief
Dench friends.
Sing it to me, please.
Brief Dench friends.
Fruit, Merkel loves, and a solar and a bargee.
Four calling birds. I have some pig-based meat, and I'm giving it to the geeks. Four calling birds. I have some pig-based meat, and I'm giving
Eleanor.
It to... Eleanor.
Pork for the nerds.
Pork for the nerds. Brief Dench friends. Fruit, Merkel loves, and masala and a bargee.
Okay, this is the biggie. This is five gold rings. She presented the Olympics, rugby league, horse racing and crafts.
Tom!
Yes?
Claire Balding! Pork for the nerds, free Dench friends, fruit Merkel loves, and a solar and a bargee.
Six geese are laying. Johnny Rotten's band are on the stage. They've started to perform. I'll give you a clue. It's not Public Image Limited.
Lloyd. Sex Pistols playing.
Sex Pistols playing.
Make the point.
For the nerds, brief Dench friends, fruit Merkel loves, and masala and a bargee.
Tom, you're absolutely right. We're docking half a point for singing the wrong tune.
I should think so.
This is Seven Swans Are Swimming. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, has his tongue right up my ass.
Lloyd. Kevin Costner's ribbing.
Yeah!
Kevin Costner's ribbing. Sex Pistols playing. Claire Balding. Pork for the nerds. Brief Dench friends. Fruit Merkel loves. And a solar and a bargee.
Maids are milking. I detest the patchwork done by John, the former Tory PM.
Eleanor. Hate majors quilting.
Hate majors quilting. Kevin Costner's ribbing. Sex Pistols playing. Claire Balding. Pork for the nerds. Brief Dench friends. Fruit Merkel loves. And the sauna and the bargee.
Nine ladies dancing. Farage, Havers and Mansell are giving chocolates, wine and roses. Nine ladies dancing.
Eleanor. Nigel romancing.
Nigel's romancing. Hate majors quilting. Kevin Costner's rimming. Sex Pistols playing. Claire Balding. Pork for the nerds. Herbert's brief Dench friends, fruit Merkel loves, and a sala and a bargee.
10 lords are leaping. Clarkey's gone on Amazon and bought a Bill Murray bowling movie. 10 lords are leaping. Yeah.
Tom.
Ben's ordered kingpin.
Ben's ordered kingpin. Nigel's romancing. Hate Major's quilting. Sex Pistols playing. Clairvoyant. Poor for the nerd. Brief Dench friends. Fruit Merkel loves. And a sala and a bargee. 11 pipers piping. Costner's back again for this one. Costner, through a telescope, has spotted a boxer nicknamed Iron. Costner, through a telescope, has spotted a boxer nicknamed Iron. 11 pipers piping. I mean, there are people in the audience who are having to sit on their own hands.
Lloyd?
Kevin spies Mike Tyson.
Kevin spies Mike Tyson. Ben's ordered kimping. Nigel's romantic. Hate Major's quilting. Kevin Costner's rimming. Sex Pistols playing. Clairvoyant. Poor for the nerds. Brief Dench friends. Fruit Merkel loves. And a sala and a bargee. Final one. 12 drummers drumming. The president-elect is doing a fart that sounds like his name. Ben.
Donald Trump is trumping.
Donald Trump is trumping. Kevin spies Mike Tyson. Ben's ordered kingpin. Nigel's romancing. Hey, Major's quilting. Kevin Costner's rimming. Sex Pistols playing. Clairvoyant. Pork for the nerds. Brief Dench friends. Fruit Merkel loves. And the sala and the bargee. The advocals are on me!
I am entirely heterosexual, but I think I would let Kevin Costner eat my bum.
Agreed.
Good call.
Get your tongue back and to the left.
That was our best.
That might be my favourite joke you've ever told.
It's also the first. So, it's Christmas! Now, that was our festive quickfire round. There is just time for festive plugs. Well, we know what Lloyd's... you've got Christmas all sorted, haven't you? Eleanor, where can we find you? Where can we come and see you do comedy?
Yeah, come and meet me on Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Eleanor Tiernan.
Please do go and see Eleanor, an amazing, amazing stand-up. We gave you the other day. You're brilliant.
Thanks.
That's all right. Lloyd, where can we find you?
My Twitter handle is at Eleanor Tiernan1.
Robbed.
I'm not on any social media or anything. I don't want you to follow me. Fuck off.
And have a wonderful Christmas, guys. So immediately after this, which if you're listening at home you can download now, we're going to do an interview with Stu Goldsmith for his Christmas Comp. Stu Goldsmith. We're going to do an interview with Stuart Goldsmith. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Or, as I like to call him, Stu Goldsmith.
Some people don't believe he's real. Is he a real person at all?
How the fuck are we going to get through this interview? I'm hammered. I don't know how. I've had one glass of wine over dinner and another one, and it's just hit me really.
If you're listening to this and you're wondering whether to download ComCompod or not, we promise to finish our bottles of Advocar during ComCompod. We will all finish our bottles of Advocar in ComCompod.
So do listen to that. Now. Producer Ben, what are the final scores?
Ooh. Well, the final scores are Clarkey and Lloyd have 15.5. Tom and Eleanor have 19. Hey!
Oh! So Ben and Lloyd have to deck the halls while Eleanor and Tom get to see my balls.
Whoa, what? Hang on.
Thanks to our guests, Eleanor Tinner and Lloyd Langford. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies, best in Flatshare Slamdown, featuring Matthew Crosby, Big Bart and Tom Parry. Special guests, Eleanor Tiernan and Lloyd Langford. It was devised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Ash Caffrey and Katie Sawyer for helping out, to Orange Park and the British Comedy Guide, and to the Phoenix Pub for having us, and also to our lovely Phoenix audience who've been so wonderful tonight. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Fuzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night. Good cheers, night. Everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.